Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
If you're going to tag, if you're going to give it your own title or your own heading, Possibility Morning. In the name of Jesus. You're looking for the mercy of God. You know what that means? You have come to your own end. You've come to the end of your ability. You've come to the end of your power. But you know that you are yet to get to where you're going. His mercies are new. I mean new. They are new every morning. So every morning is the day. Oh yeah. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we worship you. We adore you. What an awesome God you are. Take all the glory for what you've been doing, for what you always do today, for what you will do tomorrow and the rest of our lives. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. You see, this morning I was just thinking about the service, and the Lord began. I've been sharing some things that I've not really shared with people. I mean, since Monday, I just brought them as the Holy Ghost will remind me. So I got in and I was just talking to him. He just reminded me some, oh my God, he melted me. Some things, some journeys, he just reminded me another one. Wow. You see, you can forget. He never forgets. And a lot of times we get distracted and we forget. But you see, the calling and the gifting of God, they are without repentance. You may do, you may continue to do what you want. One day you will remind yourself, but we had a deal. And then you will remember. And then it will suddenly get clear to you. What a merciful God. And then you begin to question yourself, how come I forgot? How come it didn't even occur? So nothing actually happens by accident. Awesome God. Can't you see it's your day today? How can you be in his presence and you won't remember? Because I know that things are happening here today already. Even before I came, I knew. You see what I mean? You will remember. You probably can forget because of the dazzling world. But one day he will say, can you remember we have a deal? And you will know vividly. Of course, if you make you respect him the more and honor him the more because you see his faithfulness. It's all right, he says. I've been waiting, and you know, I've been waiting. All along, I never left. But I'm happy now that you do. That's what he's doing. He showed me one or two. Oh my goodness, I melted. And the song that hit me said, what a God of mercy. What a God of mercy. You are. You forgive iniquities, forgive transgressions, reserves mercy for thousands. Father, in the name of Jesus, behold your handmaiden. But you see, divine assignments are written in gold. You may stray, he will never stray. You may forget, he never forgets. And the thing about the blood of Jesus is that it's an assurance and a guarantee that he will accomplish his purpose. Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. Thank you for total revival of this grace, even right now, in Jesus' name. I just realized that, believe me, the Bible, they say some things. How do they put it? That is the matter of mercy. It's matter of mercy. I don't know how to put it. They have. Somebody will say, He's a faithful God. The important thing is for you and I to realize that he's still waiting. You know how you feel when you give someone appointments and they come and they feel neglected and abandoned? You have been doing that to your Creator for years and you think you are okay. Life is normal. I'm having fun. No, I'm not preaching sin or sin consciousness. No. I'm talking covenant and assignment. I'm talking of your worth in the kingdom, how treasurable you are, but which you seem to be forgetting. Who is he talking to? I don't know. But I know I'm talking to someone. Probably on the internet. God is ready for you. From today. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The thing about God is that your own deal with him is unique. You may think I'm the only one. No, he has a special. And if I will take what he's taking special as special, then I am. When he faces her, she will think there's no other person else. But at the same time, she's thinking, I'm the only one. He's such a wonderful personal Lord. I feel the fire.
Hey, you know?
I feel it. Allah no nieluwa. Amazingly, he continues to make us become like him on a daily basis. And I say, can I ever? He says, yes, I've made you. I only want you to step into it. Merciful God. I was sharing something I shared briefly yesterday here again. Usually, you know, when we share is when we meditate. Actually, had a friend many years ago, the country director, West African director of Murisolo at the time, an Indian man, and he ministered in church. I think I've forgotten the year. And when he would preach the word, when it was time for sermon, he said, shall we meditate today? He said, so for meditation, let's open to. But really, that was true. because we open a part of the scriptures and we begin to look at it, we begin to talk about it, expanding on it, and then of course getting affected by it. And of course, we see God move out through his word, do things, meditation. Praise the Lord. So I've been meditating on this scripture. I mean, it came in strongly yesterday and it's been with me. So I want to again begin from John chapter 1 particularly today. John chapter 1, where I was sharing yesterday night. Praise God. John 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. It reads, in the beginning, glory be to God. I like that. In the beginning was the Word. Put it this way, the beginning of everything and anything is the Word. Things that should be happening in your life that you are yet to see, you want it to begin the Word. Things in your future that they are like dreams today, you want an actualization, the Word. Because what we're hearing and getting clearly here is that, look, everything you see started with the Word. As a matter of fact, if you keep your finger there and just go quickly with me to Hebrews chapter 1, you will see it clearly stated. Hebrews chapter 1. So that we don't really, so that we can just be on point, because everywhere you turn in the Bible, we can just continue with the rest of the day. Let's go to straight to verse 3. Yes. Oh, 11, sorry, Hebrews 11, I'm sorry. I was wondering. Yes, this is it, but not, this is not what I want to say, but this is okay, but this is not what I want to say. Hebrews 11. Verse 3. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Now, here, he wasn't talking of the earth as in the planets and the seas, you know. The worlds here, the seasons, the epochs, the different. For example, we talk of the Stone Age, hello? Then the Iron Age, and of course, now we're in the digital and the space age. And we are seeing things that our fathers never knew could happen. Come on, are you here with me? You can imagine our forefathers that used stones to start fire, that used stones as knives. If they see what we have today, the chainsaw, the electric knives, they will marvel. You see, but all these things have been formed, waiting to just, they're on the queue, waiting to manifest. And how were they formed? The Word of God. Our times were already carved out. If you leave that, what about the earth itself? In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. So that one is clear. You get it straight from Genesis. Hello, is somebody here with me? And how did he do it? Let there be. He spoke his words. He spoke, always speaking his words. And things were always happening in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. And so back to where we were in John 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, all things, can you see what I'm saying? Were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. I mean, nothing is left out. Nothing is spared. If it ever existed, if it is existing, if it will ever exist, the Word. Hmm. So what's your problem? What is it about your life that the word cannot handle? What is about my life that the word cannot handle? In him was life. In who? Him. Who is him? The word. So the word has a personality. No wonder it's able to make every tangible thing that we know as tangible. And the life was the light of man. Anyhow you want to interpret light. And the light shines. That's the good thing about it. The light will always behave as light. What does light do? Shines. What's this light? Life. Glory be to God in the highest. And who is this life? The word. Glory be to God in the highest. It shines in the darkness. So let the darkness get darkened all it wants. It would be a mistake of a lifetime to give attention too much to the darkness when the light is there. Let the darkness get darker and darker and darker. Know that the light shines in the dark. Give more attention to the light that is shining. Darkness will disappear. See, the only thing that will remain forever is light. Darkness will disappear. It says, weeping may endure all through the night, but what happened? There will always be the morning. There will always be. Okay. This light shines in the darkness. Okay. And the darkness comprehended it not. Let me give you the Amplified. And the light shines on. The light keeps on shining. The darkness could be terrible, but the light keeps on shining. The light cannot be put out. No matter how thick the darkness is, the light will continue to shine. But see where we started from. In the beginning was the word. Keep at the word. And see life continues to flow. And see light continue to shine. Continues to shine. It's not stoppable. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never. Somebody hearing me? See, it's what you know that will be for you. The light has never. He may mentally look like it, but that's why when you have a deal with God, particularly as far as your life is concerned or your assignment, is a deal with God. No matter how terrible, the light cannot be put out. The darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it. Cannot even fully understand it. See, the light does not comprehend it. The darkness does not comprehend it. Praise the Lord. Of course, darkness is receptive to light. That's why they can't dwell together. When the that's the Bible. That's the Bible. That's why no matter how down, how far gone your case may be, the word brings life and brings light to that darkness. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, sorry, I didn't. She won't like it if I didn't tell you. She's here. She's not here with an apology. It's just what God does in our lives. So on Sunday we'll announce it. A group of people, highly professional. I mean, this is not just come and take a word and come and pay $250,000. No, this is well deserved. They just wrote and said, we have recognized what God is using this woman for. I mean, no, numpty. I said, well, we're just here worshiping God. The likes of, when I saw the list, I said, my goodness, that the ones receiving her today and giving her an award. Say, huh? I said, but that's what the Bible, that's the way it is with every Christian, particularly with us in Fountain. Just be doing what you are doing. The appropriate recognition will come. If it is God, the light keeps on shining. God is too good. Let's go on. So that's why she's not here. It's not like she's tired. She's not tired. Then the Bible said, there came a man sent from God. Let me go back to my King James quickly. Praise the Lord. Yes, he said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to be a witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. It was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Every man. Every man. So it's left to every man to decide what to do with the light that every man has access. He lighted the path of every man. But not every man receives, and not every man walks in the light. But he lights the path of every man. Glory be to God in the highest. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Now, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Because darkness cannot comprehend it. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, because he allowed the world to distract them. But as many as received him, is somebody hearing me? To them he has given the power, the capacity. This thing about capacity building spiritually has really been on my mind for a long time. He's given the capacity, the ability, the authority, the wherewithal to become sons. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did what? His only begotten. So it takes son to produce sons. Yes, now. We are the sons of God. But can you see that without him was nothing made that was made? And that's why creative ability is part of our DNA. Oh, you don't understand. When it comes to creativity and innovation, it's natural with us. Let me show you a scripture. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Ooh, I like this. First, let me talk to 1 John 3:1. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. We. Is somebody hearing me? Why? That we should what? Called what? Sons. Look at the next line. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. We are sons.
Now it's okay if they don't understand. That's why they will treat you the way they treat you. That's why they will attack you the way they try to attack you. Or even when they know, instead of saying, "Ah, oh, glory," they say, "No, let's dip up the light." Ironic, this light shines off in dark. It shines on in darkness. I mean, it shines on in darkness. It says that we should call the Son of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. Why? Because they didn't know him. But we are sons. Now, it's okay for the world not to know. But it's a disaster if we don't know. That's why I like that song. I am sure she knew what she sang. But you see, you can take it deeper because it's the word. He says, I know who I am. Exactly. 1 Peter 2:9. Say, we are a chosen generation. Hello? We are a chosen generation.
Called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am.
Okay, thank you. Because of time. Oh. Okay, thank you. These guys are fast. They are following the message faster than I'm even going. So he says, see, what manner of love? Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. I'm a woman. No. Son here is men and women. Son are his. We are sons. It says, to as many as received him, he has given what? The kappa and the power to become son. I feel the fire. Oh my God, I feel the fire. Glory be to God in the highest. One more scripture. 1 John chapter 3. Look at verse 7. Yes, in fact, verse 2. How does it read? I can't hear you. Beloved. No, you are not. See, that's the problem. Because that now, you just got lost in what you're saying. Beloved, now we... Am I the one saying that? That's the Bible. It says, beloved, now we are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear. You know what this again says? I am son. I am a son now. And that's, there's no truncation on that. I mean, there's no reducing that. But there's an improvement. I am a son. And in my capacity as a son, there are things that I can do that the ordinary man can never do. But besides, there are more that I will do. Because when he will appear, I don't know how I'm going to look. But as a son, I will be exactly like him. So you are on a journey of continuous improvement. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, in the name of Jesus. Now let me tie it to where I stopped yesterday. In the gospel, we found Jesus, I think, Luke chapter 4, chapter 3 actually, when he came to Jordan, the heavens opened, and God himself testified, said, "This is my beloved son." He spoke. Praise the Lord. And I asked the question, I said, when he spoke, because he was affirming him, as it were, and he is spirit. He never stops speaking in the spirit. But you see, the physical realm gets so distracted that we don't hear him. That's why he came to his own, and his own... Hello? They didn't recognize him. He came to the world, they rejected him. You know why? Because in the spirit realm, things are happening. The world is so distracted that they don't see. But on that day, he made sure that the physical realm could hear and see. And what did he do? He opens the heaven. And he allowed the Holy Ghost. Can you see spirit? But that day he made sure that all who were there saw. In a bodily form, the Bible says. You know what bodily? Tangible form. You know what it means? He made sure that it's in a form that your eyes could see. Like a dove. Not a dove, like a dove. He dropped on him. Hallelujah. Then he spoke. And he made sure that just like he allowed your eyes to see, he allowed their ears to hear. They said he turned that. The writer said, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, I am not sure he was there. But he said, this was what happened. But everybody, they said, we heard the thundering voice of God. But Jesus said, he told me, I am his son. And besides, he wasn't talking to them. He was talking to him. Because he said, you are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So sons know who they are. Because fathers tell them, I am your father, you are my son. Isn't that what God has done for us? That was the kind of thing that I said I experienced. He did it again at the Mount of Transfiguration. But what I'm saying is this. Sons hear. Sons see. You don't know me like my sons and daughters know me. I can be saying something that you take it this way, but they know that this is what I'm saying. Hello. So Jesus said to them in John chapter 5, verse 19, first of all. Hear what he said. They were arguing with him. They were angry because miracles were happening. He said, then Jesus answered, and they actually wanted to kill him. Then Jesus said to them, maybe I should make this clear to you. Do you want to hear this? When you realize who you are, then you begin to manifest in the true form of who you are. The devil will try to kill you. I'm not talking spiritual, I'm talking physical. And he will use agents. Human agents. Non-human agents. But the truth is this, he can never succeed. Did you hear me? Until the assignment you have with God is concluded, he can never succeed. Praise the Lord. So they tried to kill him. But here, verse 19, he says, verily, verily, Jesus is speaking now, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father. So when Son sees, they do. Let me leave that. Verse 30, as I close. I can, verse 30, Jesus was just speaking, I can of my own, actually he never stopped, he was talking all the way from that 19 to 30 and beyond. 30 says, I can of my own self do nothing as I hear. Come on, church, is somebody hearing me? Did you hear Jesus? As I what? And my judgment? Because I seek not my own, but the will of the Father, which is in heaven. So one other place he said to them, he said, whatever I see him do, believe you me, I do. I said that to say that we are in an era where we will hear clearly. We will see clearly. Make a miss are over. Hit a miss are over. In the name of Jesus. This is the time we are. I feel the... Oh my God. Wow. Ooh. Glory be to God in the highest. It's not enough to just quote the Bible. Even the devil does. So if that's what the devil has been using to deceive us, please, Otito, throw it away. Yeah. In John chapter 3, even the devil quotes the Bible. That's what I'm talking about. It's even beyond, I believe. Do you truly believe? You believe it's a hard thing. The Bible says, even the devils believe and they tremble. Is it just believing and trembling? It's beyond even trembling. It's beyond trembling. It's action. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody can impress anybody with cramming the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Okay. Anybody can have a form of it? I feel the fire. But I'm saying there's this, I'm talking reality. And it's not beyond you. You are sons. That's what I'm saying. It's your heritage. This is say now we are sons of God. We are. We're not defined by the physical. We define the physical. In the name of Jesus. Be careful now, because anything can happen. If it's your healing, receive now in Jesus' name. No, I'm not joking. If it's deliverance, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Believe in me. If it's restoration, receive now in the name of Jesus. I'm not joking, because you'll be surprised that in this same service, many are coming to testify. Amen. Yes, in the name of Jesus. If it's favor you're looking for, you've never seen it, now is the time. I say, receive in the name of Jesus. Yes. Receive in the name of Jesus. If it's favor. Because anything can happen now. Healing. You've battled the sickness in your family since the day you are wise enough to know that you are a human being. But because of your understanding of who you are and who your Father in heaven is, you are bringing solution to that problem. I mean, you are a carrier of divine solution. In the name of Jesus! Because the anointing breaks the yoke. Glory be to God in the highest. The time has come for the devils to be scared of you. For too long, because of wrong information and because of ignorance, you have been afraid of the devil. Now the devil is afraid of you because you carry the Spirit of God right in your bosom. The Bible says the life of God is right inside of you. You have the life of God. You have the life of God. You have the life of God. I say you have the life of God. And the Bible says the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us. Glory be to God in the highest. And what does he do? He quickens our mortal bodies. So I command every sickness in your body to cease. In the name of Jesus. In your brain, I say cease in the name of Jesus. Over your mind, I say cease in the name of Jesus. Every fear, every poverty, every bastardization, every degradation. I say everything that is not like who you are. Everything that brings you down from your place of honor, in the name of Jesus, let it be accursed in Jesus' name. The Bible says the same Spirit that raised him from the dead is in us, and deep calls unto deep, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I command a flow in the name of Jesus. I say a flow. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever think or ask or imagine. So I command a flow from inside out in the name of Jesus into your marriage, your life of your children, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we worship you, we adore you in the name of Jesus. Hear me, because I heard it now. It says, where you don't expect, the light will fall for you. In the name of Jesus. And it will always be pleasant. Oh, my labos, it will always be pleasant. In fact, you will become a mystery to people. An enigma. We thought it's impossible. What is it with you? I'm a son. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the high. There's a special package for you. Before you step out of this hall, it will hit you like a in the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. God knows I'm not joking.
I'm grateful to God for that. Hallelujah.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.